Welcome to Talking Walking's five-year walking forecasts. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking. To mark the fifth anniversary of Talking Walking in 2013, we asked thought leaders to make their five-year predictions about the state of walking in the fields in which they work and the places where they live. Respondents were asked to call a Skype number to leave their forecast, identifying who they were, what work they were doing that revolved around walking, and what their forecast was for walking in the next 5 years. We recorded these voice messages and reproduced them here. The voice you're about to hear belongs to Stefan van der Spek, Associate Professor of Urban Design and Director of the Geomatics Educational Programme at Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands. His research includes tracking people on foot using GPS receivers, following them through shopping and town centres to visualise how they use the built environment. His research is already revealing trends in increased walking to and from car parking and by workers in their lunch breaks.
I am Stefan van der Spek. I'm an architect and urban designer. I work as associate professor at the TU Delft, Delft University of Technology, Faculty of Architecture and the Built Environment. I'm also director of the Geomatics Educational Program. My work consists of tracking people. I use GPS receivers to follow people, to collect data on their movement, to visualize the movement, and to confront the movement in relation to the built environment. And we do so in city centers where we collect data on pedestrian movement, but also in different neighborhoods where we collect data on all types of movement, including walking, biking, cars, public transportation. My assumption is that changes in the city, like parking facilities which go outside the city, which will separate from the functions, will encourage walking. People have to walk from the parking to the city center, from the parking to their office. So functional walking will extend, increase. We see such kind of things in the city center already. In our research, we see those kind of access streets if parking facilities are moved outside the city center and you have to walk to the shopping area. And that's a very good thing for the city. It makes the city more livable. Further, we notice that changes in our society mean that people walk more during lunch. So people are aware that walking is good. They go outside, have lunch with colleagues and start walking on, let's say, the campus of the university or the campus of their office. So that's more society walking. There's a but as well that is, especially in the case of city centers, due to the internet, people are shopping on the internet, there are less visitors in the city center and maybe less social walking or functional walking in that sense. So that would be my prediction.
You've been listening to a five-year walking forecast to mark the fifth anniversary of Talking Walking. This forecast was made by Stefan van der Spek, Associate Professor of Urban Design and Director of the Geomatics Educational Programme at Delft University of Technology. To learn more about his work and the topics he mentions in his forecast, follow the links on the talkingwalking.net website. Do revisit talkingwalking.net, where you will find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those of us who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the five-year walking forecast are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited in London. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.